Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik Ten Fit Talmud. Bechoros Mem Gimel Bechoros 43a. Pagination is 85. We're starting towards the top of the page, the third, fourth line, where the new Mishnah begins. We have the privilege of starting the seventh perek of Bechoros. The previous perek dealt with different mumin, different blemishes that would affect an animal. It would stop it from being brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. In the setting of a bechor animal, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, these mumin were particularly relevant in allowing us to shecht the animal because it's no longer eligible to continue waiting for the Beis HaMikdash. Our perek is going to deal with human beings, the Kohanim, and what kind of mumin would invalidate them from doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, some mumin that exist by animals are simply irrelevant to people. Something that has to do with the tail is not going to have to do with Kohanim. Likewise, something that is mumin shebigalui, blemishes that are noticeable external, are going to be relevant. But if they're internal, so we're not looking to make the person kosher. This is not laws of treifus. It's not laws of kosher meat. It's whether the person appears unblemished. And that has to do with mumin shebegoloi. In the words of the Rambam, in Bias Mikdash Vav Zayin, ein posa ba'odam ela mumin shebegoloi. Things that are revealed, of a mumin shebechalal haguf, things that are inside the body. He's missing a kidney, etc. That's not a mum that we're talking about regarding a person. Also important to know that if the Kohen is invalidated because of a mum, so then he's still eligible to do certain things. The Rambam, Bias Mikdash Vav Yud Beis, Misla Eitzim, he can still check the wood for the Mizbeach regarding worms. And V'cholik B'kodshim, and he's allowed to eat the meat divided to the Kohanim from the Karbonos. In an even more extreme fashion, if you will, Nesias Kapayim, Duchening, doing Birchas Kohanim, has a whole different approach regarding mumin. It has to do with whether or not it would attract attention to a person in the congregation to look up and look, because it's an abnormality, and look at the Kohen during duchening, which we're not allowed to do. The Shechina is there, we're not allowed to look. So there's actually an exception, im dosh b'iro. If his abnormality is well known in the city, it's not something that attracts any attention anymore, then perhaps he would be able to duchen even though he has a mum. It's a very different dynamic, a different functioning methodology of mum regarding Nesias Kapayim. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah in Laws of Nesias Kapayim of the Rambam, Perek Tesvav, writes, Misapkali, I'm in doubt, Bizman hazeh in our time, Shinoagin lachasas p'neim v'yedeim betalis, when we cover the face and hands with a talis during Nesias Kapayim. The Kohen covers himself, Leka lamechash lahama mistaklim. You don't have to worry about people that are going to look because he's covered. And indeed, to some extent, the Mechaber, when he wrote Shulchan Aruch, records such an approach in Kuf Chaf Ches. Sif Lamid, the Mechaber mentions Dosh Be'iro, if he's well known in the city with this and people are used to it. And in Sif Lamed Aleph, Im Minig Hamakom L'Shalshal HaKohanim Talis Al Peneihem, if the custom of the place is to put a talis on the head, so then there would be further leniency because no one's going to see anyway. Also, an intriguing awareness is the statement from the Rambam in Bias Mikdash Vav Yud Aleph that these laws, these rulings regarding Mumin by Kohanim, was something that the Beis Din HaGadol, the great Beis Din in the Beis HaMikdash, would rule on. V'ikar ma'aseyem ha'todir shehayu yoshvim v'donin es ha'kohuna ubotkim ha'kohanim b'yuchsin uv'mumin. Their major work, forgive the expression, but the meat and potatoes of what they would do, standard work that they would do would be to review the Kohanim regarding their yichus and regarding blemishes, and to authorize Kohanim to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Din HaGadol is also the Supreme Court. Ki yipale mimcha davar, when something was elusive and could not be resolved in the Jewish communities, they continued arguing, etc. V'kamta v'alisa, you would bring it to the Beis Din HaGadol. This is a very prestigious Beis Din. But what they did as their routine, tadir, what was their standard employ? It was to authorize Kohanim, to rule on Kohanim regarding Mumin and Yuchsin. So let's take a look at our Mishnah. Mumin Elu, these blemishes that have been enumerated regarding animals, Bein Kivuin, Bein Ovrin, whether they're established permanent type blemishes or whether they're passing through, they're going to remove themselves on their own with time, but at the moment they're here. Poslim ba'adam, they invalidate a person from doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, talking about Kohanim. V'yeser aleihen, and in addition to the mumin that exist by animals, there are additional ones that exist by a person, and there's a list. At the end of the Mishnah, we find hakereyach, a bald person, pasul, is invalid. And the Mishnah continues and says, ezeu kereyach, what is called bald? So firstly, hair loss is not baldness. Even baldness, how extensive does it have to be before it's called, when it will be called, the definition of bald to invalidate? Kol she'ein lo shita shoseya mukefes me'ozen la'ozen. If he doesn't have a strip of hair, a continuous line of hair, that goes from one ear to the other. Im yesh lo arei zeh kosher, if he still has such a thing, then he's kosher. But otherwise, that's the definition of baldness. So the Mishnayos and the Gemara will continue along these lines, defining the mumin by a kohen. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.